Friends, it's good to have you joining with us this afternoon for another short devotional message. It's the afternoon your time, but it's not the afternoon my time. It's late at night. I was out walking the dog a little bit earlier, out walking Tozer, and I saw this beautiful full moon, and I thought it might be nice just for a change to do a short devotional message on the moon. I was thinking about Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. It's a wonderful, wonderful portion of God's precious word. It speaks of the Mount of Transfiguration, where the Lord took Peter, James and John up into a mountainside, and the word of God says he was transfigured before his disciples. That is, his deity shone forth, and they saw something of the glory of the Lord. John spoke about it in John chapter 1. He says, "We beheld his glory." And certainly John, along with Peter and along with James, saw something of the majesty and the glory and the radiance of the Saviour. But you know, whenever they came down from off that mountain, they met a man who had a tremendous problem in his life. And that man came ultimately to the Saviour and said, "Lord, have mercy upon my son, for he is a lunatic. Have mercy upon my son, for he is a lunatic." And that word lunatic is an interesting word. It literally means moonstruck. You know, we have the word lunar today. We talk about a lunar eclipse whenever the moon passes over the sun and eclipses the sun. And it's that same root word there, lunatic, moonstruck. It literally means wired to the moon. So there was a man and he had a great predicament, a great problem in his life. "Help my son, for he's literally wired to the moon. He's gone crazy. I can't control him. He's out of control. He seems to have lost his senses. He's just living a wild and a reckless life and seems to be untamable." And he came to the Saviour with that great problem. And he remarked that, "I came to your disciples and they could not change him. They couldn't do anything for him." But then the Lord spoke the word and his son was wonderfully healed and delivered and changed and saved and set free. And that just speaks to us today about the power of the gospel. You know, nobody is beyond the reach of God's grace. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And that's a wonderful, wonderful truth. Maybe you've got a need in your life. Maybe you've gone far away from God and you've gone deep, deep into sin. You never intended to go so far. There's mercy with the Lord. There's forgiveness with the Lord. There's grace with the Lord. There's salvation with the Lord. There's a new beginning with the Lord. And maybe you've got a friend or a loved one and they're far away from the Saviour and they're bound and they're fettered and nobody can change them. Nobody can tame them. Why not come to the Saviour yourself on their behalf and pray for them? And let's pray in these days that the Lord would be pleased to save and deliver and set people free and change lives for his honour and for his glory. We serve a wonderful, wonderful Saviour. And we just thank him today that he's Lord of all creation. And even for people that we might look at, maybe even look at ourselves sometimes, and we think that they're wired to the moon, Jesus Christ is able to bring change, real, lasting change. He's able to cleanse from sin. He's able to forgive. He's able to transform lives completely. And I'm sure many that are listening to this little devotional message today can testify to the wonderful change in your life whenever Jesus Christ, the Son of God, stepped in. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Can I just remind you again, please, of our gospel mission here in Lisburn. First full fortnight in September, just outside of the town, on the way out towards Moira, out the Moira Road, before you get to the crossroads that takes you left to Kilcavey and straight on to Moira, just at the old Burnhouse site. We really want to pray that God will move. I've been praying just when I was out walking that the Lord will be pleased to pour out his Spirit, make bare his mighty arm and bring many to himself. And most of all, that the wonderful, beautiful Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be exalted and glorified. Friends, thank you for joining us. May God bless you, and we'll see you again next time.